Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is show number 397. Yeah, 397. And we are going to be listening to interviews I did at the Sunny 95 Touch a Truck and also Cruise the Ville, which was yesterday. All right, now, if you want to watch the show, you can go to dentallyspeaking.com and click on that big black blank screen there. You'll see it'll come up and you can watch me do the show. All right, so before we get started, I want to ask folks to go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. That would be awesome. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. But anyway, before we get to the interviews, let me just mention we were at Whetstone Park yesterday at a Touch a Truck event called, and it was Cruise the Ville. But let me tell you that next Saturday, August 22nd, my Rotary Club, the Clintonville Rotary, we'll be presenting Movies in the Park. The movie is E.T., the Extraterrestrial, and it is at 8:45 in the evening, and we'll have popcorn and pop and candy and all kinds of stuff for the kids, so come on out, bring a blanket, bring your lawn chairs, and enjoy the evening. Should be great. We had to reschedule it from earlier in the year because it was raining. Anyway, that's next Saturday night, August 22nd, 8:45 p.m. at the Whetstone Park. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to some of the interviews I did at the couple recent Touch a Truck events. Here we go. All right, so we are at a little event where we have our rolling studio, and we came up upon this little girl. What's your name?
Shaylee.
Okay, Shaylee, so what do you have there?
Toothbrush.
A toothbrush. What color is it?
Purple.
What are you going to do with it?
Put in my teeth and brush my teeth.
You're going to brush your teeth? You sure you're not going to brush your toes?
No.
You don't brush toes, do you?
No.
What else do you brush besides teeth? Oh, your tongue? Your tongue? Good, and you have a red tongue. Have you had a popsicle?
Yeah.
And what else do you brush on your body?
I don't know.
What? Hair? Say it again.
Hair.
Your hair, exactly. So, this morning, what did you do when you got up this morning?
What did you do?
Brush my teeth.
Did you? Good girl, good girl. Did you brush them last night?
Yeah.
Can you come closer? Your sheep's getting farther and farther away. I do that to people. Anyway, all right, and you have a brother with you?
Yeah. You have to talk.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Hunter.
Hunter, okay. Well, let's say hi to Hunter. Oh, Hunter doesn't want... You want to say hi, Hunter? Okay, come here. So you're Hunter, right?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
Six.
Six. You had to think about it for a minute. Did you just have a birthday?
Yeah.
When was it?
July
what?
July 5th.
Oh, so just about 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Now, you know what's interesting about being six when it comes to your teeth? I'm going to tell you, so Mom and Dad, listen up. What is?
Your teeth fall out soon.
They fall out soon, but no, there's one more thing. Open real big. Open real, real big. Open wide. Okay, I want to show Mom and Dad something. Okay, put your head up to the sky. Put your head up to the sky. Okay. All right, so not yet, but if you look close, see on the lower right there, his right, or our right, his left, there's going to be new teeth coming in, and they're going to come in before he ever loses a baby tooth. That's the trick, before a baby tooth comes out, he'll have adult teeth in there. So what that means is you have to help him brush, make sure he's doing a good job, okay? Did you know that? You got to talk, because it's radio.
Yeah.
Okay, he was shaking his head. All right, Mom. So yeah, Mom, and what's your name, Mom?
Kristen,
and so you didn't know that, huh?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's not really a secret. We don't try to keep it a secret, but most parents don't think there's any adult teeth till they see that new
The front ones fall out.
I figured you didn't get your adult teeth till your baby teeth came out.
Exactly, but that's not true because the molars, all of our adult molars, they don't replace baby teeth. They sneak in behind them.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Huh. Learn something new every day.
Okay, guys. Well, hey, thanks for coming. Did you have fun?
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Take care now. All right, so tell me what your name is.
Gianna.
Gianna, and how old are you?
4.
You're 4. All right. So what did you have in your bag? What did you get there?
A pencil.
You have a pencil. Did you get a toothbrush yet?
No.
Okay. Do you know we're giving out toothbrushes? Do you want one?
Yes.
Okay, when you go out, you can get a toothbrush. What color is the toothbrush you have at home?
Barbie. I used to have a strawberry shortcake one, but I accidentally dropped that one into the toilet.
Into the toilet. So now you have Barbie? Mm-hmm. You don't want to drop Barbie in the toilet, do you?
No.
Okay. Okay, so when you got up this morning, what was the first thing you did?
Ate breakfast.
Good. And after you ate breakfast, what'd you do?
Got my shoes on.
Okay, and what next?
Got in the car.
Got in the car. Did you forget to brush your teeth?
No.
When did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
Before you got in the car? Oh, you forgot. Did you forget?
I didn't.
You didn't brush? Okay. Well, maybe when you get home, you could brush. Okay, so tell me your name again.
I did brush.
You did? Okay. And tell me your name again.
Gianna.
Gianna. Did you want to go sit in the front seat there and check it out? Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Can you mix this up, please?
What's your name?
Gabe.
Okay, Gabe, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11, you had to think about it. All right, so you have a card trick for me?
Yep.
Okay, and you want me to shuffle them?
Yep.
Okay, come on over here. Hang on, we're going to do a card trick with Gabe. I'm not sure what he's going to do. Here, hold that for a minute. Ready? Come over here, bring the microphone down here, where we can hear. I'm going to shuffle these cards. Does this have anything to do with dentistry?
I'm afraid not.
Okay. Hold it down there so we can hear it. Okay, we'll shuffle them again.
Hey, Al.
Where do you got one that's turned over.
Oh, that's your keychain. Okay.
So now we'll turn that back. Okay, so I'm giving Gabe the cards back. Let's see what he's got going here. They're kind of turned around. Okay. I'm going to take the extra cards out. Okay, I think there might be one or two other extra cards like this one. Okay. So what you gonna do?
I want you to tell me when to stop.
Oh, where to stop? Okay, stop.
Alright, do it again.
Stop.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Pause it.
Yep. What do you want me to do?
Just look at it. Don't let me see it.
Just look at it. Don't let you see it.
Let's go. Do you want to go see it to something else?
Okay.
Right. No, hold on to it.
Oh, you want me to keep it?
Yep.
Okay. He's gonna. Okay.
If there's anyone you want to show, you can show it to them.
No, it's okay. I can see it.
I want you to keep saying it in your head, over and over and over. Nine of hearts, nine of hearts, nine of hearts.
Okay. That's the nine of hearts. No, he got me. How'd you do that?
I'm not telling.
So let's do one. Let's do that again. We're going to try it again. Okay. Should I shuffle them again?
Sure, if you want.
Okay. Okay, hold that. So you're going to do it again.
So you shuffle these, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no mix-up.
Right.
All these.
Mm-hmm.
Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So, tell me when to stop.
Right there. Should I take it? This one. Right? Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
Say it in your head over and over and over.
Okay. Very good. He got me again. Good job. Is that a trick deck?
Nope. I just got it from the other stations.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're not marked or anything.
Okay. How'd you learn that?
I taught myself.
Okay. Good for you. Maybe you'll be a magician someday.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Okay. Hi. You want to sit up in the seat too? Okay. What's your name?
Athena.
Athena. How old are you, Athena?
8.
8. Yes, so that makes you a third grader?
Yeah.
Okay. Going into third?
No, going into fourth.
Okay, so when does school start?
On the 17th.
So just a little bit from now. Okay. Okay. When was your last time at the dentist?
Don't remember.
You don't remember? Do you have a bad memory or has it been a while?
Been a while.
What color's your toothbrush?
Pink.
You knew. Okay, that's good. That means you've seen it recently. That's why I ask. What color's your tooth? What's your name?
CJ.
CJ, and what color's your toothbrush?
Blue.
Blue. Okay, when were you at the dentist last?
I don't remember.
You don't remember either. It was in May. Okay, Mom says May. Oh, where'd you leave? Come here.
Europe for the summer.
You went to Europe. Which country?
Denmark.
Denmark. That's cool. Well, for how many?
5 weeks.
Do you have family there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I've never been there. What language do they speak?
Danish.
You can speak Danish?
No, I just know who's house.
You just
and ma, my nephew, every morning, ma. And fa is father.
Okay, and you went to a dentist in
We went to our dentist here the week before we left.
Oh, okay. Cleaning and went on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, that's great. All right, sounds like they're having fun beeping the horn.
Getting ready for school again.
Okay, what is your name? I didn't ask.
Stephanie.
Stephanie, okay, Stephanie. And your two kids were?
Four, all mine.
Four kids?
Yes.
What are the names?
CJ, Athena, Serena, and Stephen.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's even good that you can remember that. I actually have four kids, so I know how hard it is to remember.
Yeah. That's their age. I'm like, well, good thing I have them. 04, 06, 08, and then 11.
So. Oh, okay. So have you ever noticed that when you ask a parent to name their kids, they always do it in oldest to youngest?
Yes.
That's what you do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's best that way.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Same here.
All right, so I'm at this Touch a Truck event, and we met a young lady, and her name is... What's your name?
Dada.
Dana.
Say it again.
Dada.
Okay, say it again.
Dada.
Layla? Okay. Hi, Layla. So, Layla, how old are you?
I'm 4.
You're 4?
Yeah.
Okay. What grade are you in?
Elementary.
Are you in preschool?
A truck.
A what? A truck. You're in a truck. You're in my truck. But when you go to school, you're in preschool, right?
A preschool.
Okay. All right. So what did you do when you woke up this morning? What was the first thing you did?
Fell down.
You fell down?
Yeah.
Really? Why'd you do that? Okay. So after you fell down, what did you do?
Leg.
What'd you do with your leg?
Dirt.
Oh, did you hurt yourself? Did you hurt yourself this morning? Okay. All right. I was going to ask if she brushed her teeth, but maybe when she comes back, we'll ask her that. Oh, you usually do it at night? Oh, okay. So here, okay, tell me, Mom. What's your name, Mom?
Leah.
You're Leah. I'm sorry. What was her name?
Layla.
Layla. Okay. Did I get that wrong when she was telling me?
Mm-mm.
I got it.
No, you got it right.
Okay, good. So you are Leela. She's Layla. Okay, got it. So say it again.
Leah.
Leah. Okay. You're Leah. She's Layla.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So you said she doesn't brush in the morning. She brushes at night.
At night, yes.
You help her?
The first 30 seconds I do, and then I let her take over.
Okay. Is she watching you brush?
Yes.
Good, because that's very important. If she sees you brush, then she will, right?
Yes, that's right.
The only thing is when you're little, you can't really brush as well as you can when you're an adult. So the rule of thumb, by the way, is if you are, if they can tie their shoes 10 times in a row, she found the horn. If you can tie their shoes 10 times in a row, then they have the manual dexterity to brush and floss. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Would you have known how to push that horn, by the way?
She has a knack for finding buttons to push.
Oh, okay. Including yours, I take it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I see your husband is 6'8". That's pretty tall. How'd you guys meet?
Band camp.
Seriously? Okay. What is he playing? What do you play?
He plays tenor sax, and I play trumpet.
Okay. Have you guys ever... Are you back? Hey, I wanted to ask you. Tell me, when did you brush it? Do you brush your teeth in the evening before bed? Is that when you brush?
Teeth.
You brush your teeth before bed. Okay. Okay, she's having so much fun running around the truck that our motorhome. Anyway, all right. So you guys still play in a band or what?
I don't, but he will occasionally go back for homecoming and play with the alumni band.
OSU?
Ohio University.
Ohio University. That's okay. My son's girlfriend went to OU, so I'm familiar with OU. So, no, it's a nice school. There's not a lot to do there besides right around the school, right?
Yeah, you can go hiking and biking around Athens. It's okay. A beautiful country area.
Yeah, it really is. So are you guys having fun at this event?
Very much, yes.
Good. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. And so what did we learn? We learned that kids can take care of their teeth themselves when they can tie their shoes. How many times in a row?
10.
Right. And that's not Velcro, that's shoelaces, okay?
Uh-huh, yes, with shoelaces.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
All right, and now we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, but before we do, I'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and the winner today is going to win free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question is, a good rule of thumb for parents to know is that kids can take care of their teeth themselves, meaning they can brush and floss properly, when they A, can first say the words mama or dada, B, can tie their shoes 10 times in a row, or C, can drive a riding lawnmower. All right, the winner's going to receive those free flowers from Weistember Florist. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kavitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
And we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. The question of the day was, a good rule of thumb for parents to know is that kids can take care of their teeth themselves, meaning they can brush and floss properly when they A, can first say mama or dada, B, can tie their shoes 10 times in a row, or C, can drive a riding lawnmower. On the phone with us, we have Kelly, Becky, Lisa, and John. And so let me see, we have to go with, I guess that would be Becky. Becky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for listening. And do you have the answer to our Dr. Kavitko question of the day?
Yes, it's B, 10 times in a row.
That's right, tying their shoes. Very good.
Tying their shoes.
All right, Becky. So, hey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Awesome. Of what age, kids?
Fourth grade.
Okay. Fourth graders, I think we just figured out, are what, 11? 12?
9 and 10, usually.
They're 9 and 10? Okay. Oh, that's right. I'm thinking fifth grade. All right. Well, hey, stay on the line. We need to get your information so that we can get those flowers to you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Have a great morning. All right. So let's go back to our interviews from the Touch a Truck and Cruise the Ville.
All right. So what's your name?
Ella.
Ella. Hi, Ella. How are you and how old are you?
7.
You're 7. Okay. I can tell because you're getting some new teeth. How many baby teeth did you lose?
7.
You lost 8 teeth now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so, are you having fun at this Touch-A-Truck?
Yeah.
What do you like about my truck?
How it's like in house.
You like it, huh?
Yeah.
Do you want to live here?
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's really cool?
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you. Did you see we have a bathroom back there?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen the whole thing yet?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, we'll have to give you the rest of the tour. What do you think that is? Look up there.
It looks like beds.
There's a bed up there below those lights, or above those lights, huh?
That looks really cool, having like an upstairs bed. It's really cool.
Yeah, you want to see what else we have?
Yeah.
Okay, come on with me. Okay, it's Ella, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think this is? This
couch.
It's a couch, right?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
It's also a bed.
Does it turn out into a bed?
Yep.
That's what my couch did when we were in Kalahari.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, come on here. I'll show you more. So, what does this look like?
Another couch.
Okay, guess what?
It turns into a bed.
Yes. Here, lift up the cushion. You'll see.
Yeah. Ooh.
See?
I like it.
Okay, now let's go back a little further. Come on with me. Okay, so what do you think this is right down here? Okay, but what do you think that is?
An oven?
An oven? Let's see.
I have no idea.
Refrigerator!
No, not a refrigerator.
Rations! That's a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay. And a freezer.
Okay, we're going to walk back a little further. It's a bathroom there? Okay, here we're coming back. We'll get out of your way. So what do we have back here?
A bedroom.
Okay, and what do we have here?
A sink.
Right. So what do you use the sink for in the morning?
To brush your teeth and wash your hands.
That's right. Good girl. All right. Did you do that today?
Yes.
And what color is your toothbrush?
Purple.
Purple. Okay, and we have toothbrushes. We'll give you a new one when you leave, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one more thing. Come over here. What's that?
A closet.
Come closer.
A washer!
Washer dryer.
Yes. Funny!
Is that cute? Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd like to have this?
Yeah.
Okay, so just ask Mommy to buy it.
How much money?
Probably more than what
we can afford
right now.
Well, maybe you can ask Santa Claus.
Okay.
I don't think Santa Claus can bring something this big. You don't think so either?
I don't think so at all. Not this big.
And what's your little boy's name?
His name is Liam.
Liam, and he is one?
Two.
He's two. He's just shy.
Yeah, very shy today.
Okay. She's on the... What'd you say?
This bed is so comfy.
It really is. It really is. Well, thanks for coming, and make sure you keep brushing those teeth, okay?
Okay.
Oh, wait, I have one more thing. I want Mom to look. Okay, open your mouth real big. Let's look. Mom. All right, Mom. Do you see that last tooth over there?
Uh-huh.
And over here on her right? And look up high. The very back tooth. Did you know those are adult teeth?
I did not know that.
Those are adult teeth.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they sneak in behind the baby teeth. Open one more time. Did you know she has a cavity?
I probably did know that. She has a cavity every time we go to the dentist.
Well, no, this one's big. This one's very obvious.
Is it?
Yeah, this one could be a toothache. Here, come on back and we'll show Mom again. Ready? Okay, turn that way.
Uh-huh.
See the darkness right in there?
I do.
Okay,
see
that. So that's on her lower left. And yeah, I think you should take her in and have that checked, okay?
I will. Thank you.
So maybe we saved the toothache episode.
We have. Look at that.
Probably just a bunch of yucky wax that's stuck in my teeth.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think so, because it's a different color. But also, now that you know, kids get these adult teeth before they ever lose a baby tooth.
I did not even know that.
So now you can help her brush and make sure her...
I went through that, too, when I was your age, and I had no idea.
So see, kids have 20 teeth, and she now has 24.
Oh, wow.
All right, so tell me your name and age again so I remember.
Ella.
Ella.
Seven.
And your brother's? Liam. And he's how old?
Two.
All right. And what's Mom's name?
Courtney.
Okay, Courtney. Well, thank you guys for coming and talking with me.
Thanks.
And tell your dentist I said hello.
I will do that.
Okay, bye-bye now.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkavitko.com.
Oh yeah, baby, when I see you smile, smile at me.
Hi there, what's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle, hi Kyle, how old are you?
Two.
Two? Five?
Three.
You're three? Today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Wow, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Are you going to have a party?
Yeah.
With cake?
Yeah.
And ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Let me ask you a quick question. Did you brush your teeth today?
No.
No, you forgot? Well, you're going to have cake and ice cream, which is sweet. You probably. How about after you have the cake and ice cream, you go brush your teeth off? Would that be good?
I am.
You are going to do that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Hey, what color is your toothbrush?
Blue.
You have a blue one?
Mater.
Which one?
It's Mater.
Mater? Like tomato? Like the...
Mater.
Mater. Okay, you want to look at Grandma? Look over there. You see her? Can we get a picture? Okay, let's talk to your sister now. What's your name?
Meredith.
Meredith. And how old are you?
Five.
Five. Are you in kindergarten?
Almost.
You're going to start kindergarten in a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you going to go? You know what the name of the school is?
No.
You don't know? Okay. So, what did you do when you got up today? What was the first thing you did?
Brush my teeth.
Seriously? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. We don't hear that all the time. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Good. And so, what do you want to be when you grow up? Six?
I can't decide between an animal doctor or working at the zoo.
Oh, but you love animals, huh?
Yeah.
So you might want to be an animal doctor?
Yeah.
You know, I have a daughter that's an animal doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, she always wanted to be an animal doctor since she was six, and then she became one. So if you get real smart in school, you'll get to be an animal doctor. You know what they call them?
What?
Veterinarian?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that they can do root canals on polar bears?
Huh?
Did you know that we can work on polar bears' teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have pictures of a doctor doing... animal doctor doing a root canal on a polar bear.
Cool.
Isn't that neat? All right. Well, thank you so much for coming. You having fun?
Yeah.
Okay. And make sure you listen to my show, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. You want to talk? What's your name?
Vida.
Vida. And how old are you?
Four.
Four. Okay. And what grade are you in? Oh, wait a minute. You're only four. You go to preschool?
Yes.
Preschool? Okay. And what did you do when you got up this morning? What was the very first thing you did? Can't remember?
Yes.
Did you put your clothes on?
Yes.
Did you wash your face?
Yes.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
Good girl. What color is your toothbrush?
Red.
You have a red toothbrush. Is red your favorite color?
Yes.
It is. Good. So, what do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Do it all by myself.
A what?
Do it all by myself.
You're going to be self-employed. You're going to do it all by yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Great. Well, thank you for coming. Thanks for coming. And
thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye now. Thanks. Hi, Zachary. How old are you?
I'm two.
You're two? Wow. That's you're getting pretty old, aren't you? How old will you be next birthday? Oh, he's he got shy.
Like a mobile home.
Yep.
You just bite my teeth.
Wait a minute. Tell me that again.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Mosquito just bite my teeth when I was going to the beach on the plane.
A mosquito bit your teeth when you were going to the beach on a plane?
Yeah.
Wow. What's your name again? Ariana, right?
Yeah.
Ariana, how old are you?
Four.
You're four. Okay. And your little brother's Liam, right?
Yeah. He's only three.
Oh, he's only three. Okay. Oh, and he's on a leash.
Yep. Yeah.
So we have to watch Liam. He'll get away, right?
Yeah.
All right. And that's your dad?
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming. She's having fun, right?
Yep, she's taking off.
Well, you gotta make sure you don't get any more mosquito bites on your teeth, okay?
Okay.
And make sure you brush, all right?
Okay.
Okay, well, see you next time.
See.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.